Hello, Sarah Leclerc calling. Sarah Leclerc speaking.
Hi, good day. You're speaking to Mish. I'm calling from Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. The weekend's finally here. Yeah, now today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
All right. And in this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? Would it be for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas? Or would it be for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
More of a mix generally, but yeah.
Okay. All right. And as you
more of a mix, but it's, yeah, presidential, it's going to be Democrat.
Okay. All right. And as you may know, okay, let me just go back to that one. Okay. All right. So as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, would you say the Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
It is, but is it going to happen? No.
Okay, so what would you say is your opinion on this?
Yeah, we need change, but Texas ain't ready for it.
Yeah. Okay, so could I choose option one or option two?
Okay, so what's option one? Just give me option one.
Okay, the Republic. Mm-hmm.
Give me Democrats. Just throw me a Democrat, okay?
Okay. All right, so, yeah, the first one is obviously the Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, and the other one would be it is time for change in direction and political leadership in Texas.
Number two. Give me number two.
Okay. All right. And which of the following is important problems or issues facing Texas today? Would you say the economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence, violent crime, property taxes, custom insurance and home vehicles, illegal immigration and the border, abortion rights, and then the last one would be funding for public schools and teacher pay?
How many things do I get to pick?
Only one.
Only one? Okay, Lord God. Okay. Oh, Lord God.
That's a tough one, eh?
Tough one. No, yeah, I know. And my favorite one is... Okay.
Would you like me to run through the list again?
No, because you're going to confuse me even more. Give me abortion rights.
Okay. All right. And which is the next most important problem or issue? At least you get a second chance. So would it be the economy?
Run through the list again.
The economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence, violent crime, property taxes, custom insurance and home vehicles, illegal immigration and the border, and then funding for public schools and teacher pay.
All right, okay.
Drum roll.
Yeah, I know, but asking me to rank these is kind of hilarious right now. And by the way, whoever came up with these questions, they could do better. Just putting that aside, they could do better.
I will definitely note that down.
Yes, because it's a little confusing. Like, not confusing, but they could do better. Okay, so I am to say inflation, or give me economy and inflation if that's one choice.
Yeah, it's one choice. The economy, inflation, and jobs. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Give me that. That's for number two.
Okay. Alrighty, perfect. So next we have to mark your opinion for each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So Colin Allred, would it be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Who is he and somewhat? Who is he?
Colin Allred, and there's also the option of you don't know. So if you do not know who the person is, you could just know.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. And Ted Cruz?
Oh, unfavorable. Give me the most unfavorable answer you can give me.
Very unfavorable.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Joe Biden?
Biden. Okay. Give me the second happiest one.
We have somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh, dear Lord, put him down with Ted Cruz, please. Put him down with Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is very unfavorable. Okay,
yes.
All right, and Avery Bishop.
Those two are apartment. Okay, who's next? Give me next.
Avery Bishop, I just want to mention that I love how you're actually engaging. Like, usually I have to beg people, like, yeah, we're almost done, you know, but you're actually so engaging. Thank you for that.
Honey, I was a political science major growing in about 20, in the early 2000s, and trust me, I've had the same. I will give you a funny one at the end, and you will find you will be sitting there laughing your butt off. How this was a project. And how many people do it? It was Lulz and Vance. Lulz and Vance. Okay.
Well, that's how you can say. That's how you could, you know, like bring up that, like, they could do better because, you know, you come from this, so you know.
I'm just coming from a view of if you get somebody who's either older or not having, like, all their mental facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm here, but, like, I've worked an 8-hour shift. Some of your questions are a little much.
Yeah. But I will definitely jot that down. All right, and then we have Avery Bishop.
Who is that? Who is that? I don't know.
Okay, all right. We have Angie Chen Button.
Oh, I know who that is. I will give her somewhat favorable.
All right, and then we have the last one, Kamala Harris.
Put her above Biden. Give her all the... Give her
very
all
unfavorable?
The, very favorable. Very favorable.
Oh, very She's favorable. Above Biden. Okay.
Give her all the... Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay, so now in 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today? You also have the option to say you're undecided or you don't know. Okay, Democrat, Kamala Harris,
and may I say I'm laughing that the Kennedy's running again?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Nothing. The political science in me is laughing on the inside.
All right. Okay, so we have in the U.S. Senator election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat. Which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Well, Colin Allred, now that I figured out who or what he is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Well, Angie Chen, but only because I've met the poor lady.
Okay.
I do know that one, yeah. Yes, I met her before she ran for Senate, or before she ran for State Congress, and that's some interestingness right there.
All right, so next, Yuri.
Keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Give me your next question before I go on a diatribe.
No worries. Yeah, so next, Yuri, some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. So Andy Chernfuddin is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UC Dallas, and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU law graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses a public platform to promote public education, and through her nonprofit creative literacy programs. Avery is a child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and a father who is a fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of a small town. So in the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools, end the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Would it be Angie Chernfuddin or the Republican Avery Bishop?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a quick question. And by the way, do tell them that this whole little diatribe that they made you say.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Gina.
I need glass. Yeah.
Please tell them that question, like, holy hot damn it,
I will 100%. You know what? Now that you're mentioning it, like, I mean, it's the second thing that I need to jot down, so I'll actually just write it down.
Please, because I'm almost going to have to make you I'm going to ask you one question. If you can answer it, let me know.
Yeah.
Did whatever Tracy whatever say anything about abortion? And if you can, was it a yes, positivity, or restricting it? Because you gave me so much, I was just like, what's going on?
Yeah. So Avery Bishop, right?
Sure.
So basically, she will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools, end the ban on abortion, and expand affordable health care to more working families.
Okay, now we are going to Andy. We're going to Mrs.
Andy.
Button. We're going to Mrs. Button.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. We are on 40% complete. I do appreciate your time. I honestly, because, I mean, you know, your honesty, I mean, if you were not, like, a nice person, you would probably drop the call on me a long time.
Yeah.
All right. So, American culture. The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Second one would be America is a country built on ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
Okay, number two, and same comment as above about the diatribe.
Okay, all right. And then values and freedoms, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Second one would be, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians.
Number two, and that's how short they should be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Please tell them that this is the gold standard.
Yeah.
This question is the gold standard.
Short and sweet. Sure,
yes, because the average person that's probably under 50 is not going to have the attention span.
Yeah.
For some of these
longer questions.
All right, I don't mean to be a B word about it, but.
No. I mean, again, your opinion matters, and this is the kind of feedback we actually need, you know, to make the process easier and to actually have people stay on the line with you.
Yeah, and I can also tell you this, that, like, I had a class in the early 2000s, and literally the guy drew pictures, had us draw pictures of a president, right? Any president.
Yeah.
And he provided us with a chair, like a chair for scale, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had no idea. We had him show us the, like the photos, because some of them were so bad. People had the president standing on the chair. Somebody had somebody doing something to the chair. Somebody drew a president underneath the chair. It was, he found it mind-boggling. Yeah. All the come find out that the reason why he was showing it to us, we were all, because he was wondering why a bunch of 18 to 27-year-olds thought about the dang chair. And we were like, dude, get rid of the chair. The chair's not helping scale issues. The chair is providing us to provide you with entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strange. Yeah, I was meaning to ask, sorry, you mentioned, what did you do in political?
Let me just drop that down. Basically, I was about 8 hours away from a double major.
Okay.
I was 8 credit hours away from a double major.
Wow.
Yeah, and if I would have, but I don't even do that.
Would that
anymore.
Be in policy?
Just,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just policy like, or.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I just
it was
like, government. Sorry.
It was at Texas Tech. It was at Texas Tech.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah, I just want to, like, let them know, you know, that you know what you're speaking about in terms of, because, I mean, they could be like, oh, yeah, you know, just like a random person. But, I mean, you actually know what you're speaking about, so I would like to, you know, mention
that
to them
and,
as well.
Yeah, and also, I'm going to say this. With the little verbiages you give us, if you're drowning on, you're going to lose people. You're going to lose them quickly.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, whoever wrote this is writing from the, is going from the greatest detail at the bottom to the top, which is not exactly the preferred method if you want to shorten things up.
Yeah.
It should be the other way around.
Hoping that we actually do have, you know, shorter questions now. So on that note, we actually have a very short one. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
School vouchers. Oh, yes. Give me all the questions.
Okay.
Give me all the questions. I'm here for school voucher questions.
All right. So from what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
Okay. Now, here's a hard one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but in limited circumstances.
Okay. So you would be like in between.
In between, yes.
But there's
like
not
when
that
I say
option.
Very Yeah. But when I say in between, I'm very situational. Like when I say very situational, I mean like as in, you know, does everybody get a school voucher? No, they don't.
Yeah.
Does, so basically the only reason why I think somebody should get a school voucher is, say, like that special needs kid who can't get services in their area, right?
Yeah.
So they have to go to a special school, right? Get a voucher, right? But the school has to be accredited. It has to have all the things that a public school would have, right? Like the accreditations and everything, right? I get that. The only other instance that I would agree upon it is, say, like, you have a very excellent elementary school, right? And you have a very excellent, like, high school, right?
Yeah.
But you do not have a decent middle school, right, at all. You do not have a decent middle school.
Yeah.
So to bridge those years, I could see it, as long as it was you know, until the state could figure out what the hell is going on and fix it.
Yeah.
100%. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm very situational.
Yeah. So in this instance, would you say that you support it or you oppose it? Tough one.
By the way, this question needs a so-so answer, by the way.
Yeah, mid.
Yes, please. And do write that one down because can I accept nor reject?
No, we literally just have the support or oppose.
Okay, so for this instance, I'm going to say against, but do tell them that this is a Poppin or Brenda's question.
Yeah.
But I love how the question's written, but only giving me two answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially, you know, when you do have different opinions on it. Okay, yeah. But in this instance, would you say support or oppose?
I'm going to say oppose.
Okay.
But I'm more opposed. I'm just going to say, but do write down in your notes. This one definitely needs a...
Yeah.
Sorry to give you guys all the notes on this one, but yeah.
No worries. So we are on 47% complete. Sorry.
Keep going. Give me another question.
Yeah, so when it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Would it be the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods, lack of funding for the state leading to school closing, or would it be liberal teachers, unions indoctrinating our kids, or low teacher pay?
Teacher pay.
Okay. All right. And that, do you agree or... Oh, sorry. Uh-huh.
No, keep going. What do I agree or disagree with? Please tell me.
Do you agree or disagree with Texas law protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
Oh, dear God. We got to do this one. I hate the law.
Yeah. I mean, especially if one stands for humanity, right?
No, I hate the law because I will give you a crowning joy.
Yeah.
I fix medical equipment now for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to fix a certain machine that I shall not mention, but you will understand what it is, I have never had to consult attorneys. I've never had to have doctors go on social media asking, can we fix it? Do we fix it? What is the public's consensus? I have never seen that. I have worked with people who have worked in this industry for 20 years. They have never had to get a device. And what I mean by, like, yeah. And just the funny thing is, you ready for this?
Even
if they add so much request to use this poor machine, they have to low-key notify an attorney. Like, not low-key, but they have to have, like, reason to.
That's insane.
You know what machine I'm now talking about.
Well, I am hoping I do.
I think you do. It begins, I'm going to say it has the third letter of the alphabet and the fourth letter of the alphabet in it.
No. I don't know. I'm being, like,
it's a DNC machine. It's a DNC machine.
Why? Honestly,
basically, it helps with when they need to, it helps perform abortions.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. When Roe versus Wade got overturned, they hadn't checked our machine before that, right? We knew it existed. I'd seen it. It looked like it was complete, right? Then it gets overturned, and we had to go back through and look at it. The doctors had to go back through and look at it. We had to consult an attorney to get this machine up and running. And guess what gets even funnier? If they even want to use it, the doctors have to consult the hospital's attorney.
Wow.
Like, it comes with so much paperwork now. It is, like, frightful.
That's insane. Man. So, again, in this instance, we don't have, like, any other option besides agree or disagree.
We need abortion rights back.
Yeah.
So please give me whatever gives me that. Give me whatever gives me that back, please.
Okay, so you need to, you know, obviously confirm it. So I'm going to read the question again. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
Mm-hmm. Disagree with them.
All right, and in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Would it be no exceptions for when life of the woman is at risk, takes away women's freedom to control their bodies and healthcare decisions, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of a state to get a legal abortion, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Another doozy of a question, people. And I have to pick one, right?
Yeah, just one.
Oh, good Lord.
It's like a whole debate.
Okay, this pains me, and I mean this physically pains me to say this.
Mhm.
The one about the doctors being able to have the right to choose.
Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion?
I do not like that. I hate that.
Okay.
I absolutely
going with that one?
Hate that. Yes.
Mhm. Okay.
I hate that.
All right. Yeah, that's the worst thing, you know? Again, we go back to our...
The certain instance I'm talking to you about.
Yeah.
Went viral on TikTok.
Wow.
And made good morning news.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it's still continuing.
Yeah, no. And guess what? That machine we fixed up, it's been moved once in 6 months.
Wow.
Once in six months.
Well, it looks like we're back at Angie Chen and Avery Bishop.
Yay! Give me something happy. Give me something happier, please.
Yeah, so next, a few statements about each of the... of the candidates running for, state legislature that their opponents make right, Rate your reaction. Oh, my voice is getting like all scratchy now. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat reason, or a weak reason. Okay, so Angie Chen Button says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality.
Give me whatever answer is here nor there. Give me middle of the road answer, please.
Okay, so we have their somewhat strong, a weak reason, or you also have the option of you don't know or refuse.
I don't know. Please give me the I don't know, but I'm not refusing.
Yeah.
Please say,
okay,
that's actually no
slash.
Yeah.
Don't know slash refused.
Yeah, because this one I need a middle of the road because it doesn't give me enough.
Yeah. Okay, so we also
it's
have Avery Bishop. Mhm.
Give me Avery's. Give me Avery's. I'm ready for Avery's.
Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age.
Read that part again, because I'm getting confused. Read that part again.
Avery Bishop actually She wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age.
That's the only positive thing I've heard about her. I mean,
okay.
I don't want her. Please rate it as it makes me like her more.
All right. Okay.
And
so that would be.
By the way, yeah. I strongly agree or whatever.
Yeah.
And by the way, that question is very, like, you leave me hanging.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right.
It's actually quite a
give
few
me the
long
next one.
Yeah.
Give me a long
you
one.
Have
I'm here for it.
Every bishop and a Democratic pals would contribute the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities.
I do not like that statement. I do not like that statement. Strongly disagree, strongly, whatever, don't like.
Okay. All right, so very strong against. All right, so every bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control.
Okay. I disagree, and also, I think you guys are confused.
So that would be very strong game?
No, I disagree with everything in that statement.
Okay. Yeah, so remember the very strong would be the very strong
reason
to vote against that candidate.
Give me something of middle of the road. I disagree, but I don't strongly disagree.
Somewhat. Strong again. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise.
I just like that statement. I just like it. It does not make me like her anymore. It makes me not like her.
Okay. All right. And despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chen Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to 4 local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values.
I don't like that statement. It does not make me like her.
Okay.
Very
right.
much. And by the way, do give these. The last one does get a strongly disagree from me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And Angie Button supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
I strongly, strongly dislike that statement so badly I cannot tell you I dislike that statement.
Okay. All right, and Angie Chen Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
That one, please give it that I don't know, because, frankly, I don't know.
Okay. All right, so let's put it in 4. You don't know.
And by the way, that was a very entertaining leading question I have to give you. That was that one.
Yeah. All right, we are on 77%. I mean, after this question, it will go downhill, and then, you know, we go super fast. Like, I'm so used to these.
Yeah. Keep going.
Okay, so lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative. Avery Bishop, answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay, so Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who served their time succeeded when released, she wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and health care to survive in the outside world.
I am for that. I like that statement.
Yeah.
I am
okay.
for that
All right.
statement.
That would be very positive. All right, and then Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas, shows she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together. These ones are positive.
give me the middle of the road answer for this, please.
Okay, somewhat positive, neutral?
Somewhat positive, neutral, yes.
Okay, sorry, I was supposed to, like, use a comma.
Give me that one. Because somewhat positive, because like it literally took me until you told her that she ran from a whatever to figure out who or what she was.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
okay, somewhat positive
for
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And as the Republicans in power to continue to make millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
I am here for it.
Okay, very positive.
What was the somewhat positive, like, the one that I'm not, like, disagreeing with it, but I'm like, yes.
Yeah, we got very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, and negative.
Give me a somewhat positive, please.
Okay, all right. And the Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence.
I am here for it. I strongly agree. We do not need no guns in schools. No pew-pews.
Okay. Yeah. All right. In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal medical money, just as 41 other states do.
I'm here for it, but give me the somewhat favorable answer again.
Okay. Somewhat positive.
No,
okay.
I still have more questions about that than I want to give you right now.
Yeah. Okay. Then
so
Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own healthcare choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger.
Read that again, because that one was a mouthful, honey. That one was a mouthful.
Sorry. Yeah, Avery Bishop believes that Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger. So Avery believes that, you know, Texas women should have their own freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to health care.
I love that. Strongly agree. And by the way, that's another example of, are you trying to confuse me?
Yeah.
And when I say this, I'm going to tell you something that you might want to try to relate to them.
Yeah.
You know what a tweet length is? Like what a tweet.
Uh-huh.
Yes. If the answer is not a tweet length or can't be said in like 60 seconds a minute.
Yeah.
You're going to lose people.
Mhm. Yeah, 100%. Especially on a call like this, you know, where people have opinions.
Yeah.
So it takes much longer, you know, where.
So please write them down. Like,
I will do. All right.
The last question was confusing. Keep going. Next one.
Yeah. In this legislature, Avery Bishop's focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools.
I am here for it. I am strongly here for it. I just want to know more.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then a product, that's the last one of this whole little list, a product of public schools. Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open.
Okay, give me that I agree, but I'm, like, not strongly agreeing.
Somewhat positive. Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Angie Chen Budden or the Republican Avery Bishop? No, sorry. Would that be Angie Chen Budden, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
I am more confused now than I was in the beginning.
You also have the option undecided or you don't know?
Undecided.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
May I, and this is my last one before I hang up. I am more undecided because of how some of these things were read to me. It was no fault by you. It was more fault of how they worded it was very tricky, sly. Okay. Like, I'm sorry, but whoever wrote this was...
I will... They actually will be listening to the recording, so you know they could actually listen to it in real time, basically. Yeah. All right, and then could
and
you
also,
please tell me...
Keep going.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And here's my last one for who's ever listening. I love these questions, but...
Just a little bit too
you're
long.
You're trying to get a little long, and I can't tell where they stand because you're using words. If you ain't going to tweet it, or if you can't get Granny or somebody who's a yelling kid in front of them to understand you, your question is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so we are...
What's the
82%. So could you please tell me your age? Is it between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
I'm under 39.
Okay. All right. So do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
All righty. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American, Asian or Pacific Island descent, white or Caucasian?
I am white.
Okay. And do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay,
keep going.
Yeah, so this is just like simple yes or no questions. If you make use of the following to get your news or entertainment, so TV channels would be MSNBC or CNN. Would that be yes or no? Okay.
That's hardcore no.
Then we also have TV channels Fox News or OAN.
No.
Okay. And YouTube TV?
No use of TV. Because I don't pay for cable.
Yeah. All right. Okay, then we have Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram.
Okay, so Twitter and X are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram, I use them.
Yeah.
But I refuse to get any of my political information from social media.
Okay.
Due to certain events.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do not get my information.
Would you say?
No.
Okay. All right. And then TV streaming, would you use Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And Facebook?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
No.
And we are done.
Yeah. And by honestly, I'm going to give it one more bit of honesty. Do you realize that Instagram and Facebook are the same people?
They are?
Just saying. Yes. Instagram and Facebook are owned by Meta, a.k.a. Zuckerberg.
Yeah, yeah. Zuckerberg. I know that guy, yeah. But I did not know that, you know, that actually. Is Twitter not Ellen?
Twitter is
Elon.
Twitter, but it's now known as X.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and yeah. So, and also, I would highly suggest if you ever have a chance, I believe it was either 2016 or something, Russian and FBI. And Facebook.
Yeah.
I would highly suggest you Google those three words together because it is I would Google that because that was entertaining.
Yeah.
And when I say 100%. Entertaining, I mean from like a political science perspective,
yeah,
that was nearly as entertaining as when Canada had a minority majority parliament. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Basically,
well, I appreciate.
Thank you. I appreciate you and.
I appreciate your time. Yeah, I will provide all the information and, you know, they could only learn from you and make the experience a little bit more,
yeah.
Less time consuming. So yeah, I honestly appreciate your time.
Yes, and I don't call it time consuming. I'm more like, people are more likely to listen to you if your questions are a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit shorter.
Yeah, or
like
you have to ask me multiple.
Spend.
Yeah. Because, like, I didn't realize who the Democrat running person was until you mentioned Miss SMU, Miss That, Miss This, Miss That, and I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
The lady from TikTok? She's running? Like, that's what I'm saying,
but, okay. I will definitely provide that over to them.
And write this one down. And I think the person who was writing these questions, they have to be above the age of 39.
Yeah.
Or be out of touch with society. So, damn. I will let you go.
Well, I hope you have a great day. I will do as you say. And, yeah, we hope to have, you know, shorter ones. But I hope you have a lovely day and a lovely weekend.
You too.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.